This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You want to know something? 2019 does have one crappy thing about it. It does. I hate to tell you this, but it's true. You paying attention? It's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. I want you to go to the podcast of this later and share this with people, because 2019, I told you, is going to be an amazing year for conservatives, a horrible year for Democrats. But for us, it is a crappy year for one reason only. And you want to know what it is? It's not a good year to make your best year. In other words, 2020 is a great year to make our best year. Think about it. 2020, it's a double, right? Oh, man, I'll never forget 2020. 2019, it's like 2007 was our best year. What? 2020. Woohoo! See, 2020 invokes hindsight. Hindsight is 2020. It's also something that we talk about with vision going forward. Oh, he's got 2020 vision. He's got clarity, right? It's got everything you need to make that our best year. But unfortunately, we're going to celebrate ours a year early. You're going to have to settle for 2019 being the best year of your life. Welcome again, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255. So I highlighted reasons early in the broadcast about why 2019 is going to be a great year for us. I've been talking about it since we did our first broadcast of 2019. But some of these things bear repeating, and I will be repeating them as we knock down every one of these check marks, as we start taking down the Democrats in every single way in 2019, headed into 2020, which is going to be an amazing year for us too. But these bear repeating. So, what do? We clean the house of our rhinos. Paul Ryan's gone. We've identified people who don't support our agenda. We have a strategy to go after them. We have a new and improved version of the Tea Party that has been announced and is coming. I'm going to be the leader of it, and we're going forward. And let me tell you something. Forget about Fox News and these fake news outlets. You're going to start paying attention to people like me, and a lot bigger than people think. And look, not because I'm some hoo-hoo-hoo. I'm not trying to be the next Hannity. I can be so much bigger. I'm not trying to be the next Limbaugh. I can be so much bigger. But here's the difference. I'm not doing it for me. I don't care. What I care about is I want to kick the liberals' ideology right in the crotch, because that's what it deserves. I told some people the other night, I was talking to a group of Tea Party leaders in Arizona, and I said, look, guys, there is nothing about this movement that is about me. I don't care about it one iota. I don't get up in the morning hating leftists. I don't. I get up in the morning searching for truth. That's it. And the unfortunate thing is they are nothing but a bunch of liars. So anyway, we cleaned house. We turned around a bunch of rhinos. Lindsey Graham's our biggest, you know, one that we can put on stage. But there are others. We gave out a lot of backbones over the past 2+ years. We exposed fake news media and their minions. And I asked a question earlier in the broadcast. How many of you thought fake news, we'd still be talking about that? It's become so bad for the left, they now have to undo it. They have to make up something to say, well, we're not fake news, so we're going to pretend that you're all fake news and we'll ban you off of our systems. And I've got a workaround for that, too. It's called TeaPartyCommunity.org. So go get on it. We are not going to let them shut us down. They are done. Their gooses were cooked last year, and it's time to feast. We barbecued some sacred cows, speaking of feasts. The FBI, James Comey is such a stand-up guy. Robert Mueller is a stand-up guy. Everybody in D.C. is a stand-up guy. Except there are no stand-up guys. Barack Obama, he's amazing. They're all crooks and scoundrels in it together. FBI, CIA, NSA, all their crooked leaders, Brennan, Clapper, and on. All of them, whether they still are there, Loretta Lynch, or replacing Holder, Susan Rice, Every single one of them is crooked and complicit. We're going to execute the biggest political takedown in history, and people are still, well, Kevin, is it going to work? Yes, we are going to get Obama. We're going to get the Clinton cartel and the people that propped them up. And D.C. is reeling. They're afraid. We showcased all their twisted policies as it related to every single negative thing that is going on in this country. There's not a single thing that's happening negative in this country that you cannot tie back to leftism, leftist policies, and follow the money trail, and you'll find people got rich over it. Cheaters and scammers is what they are. They don't care who they cheat. They'll cheat their own. This has Bernie, who happily accepts it because why? He made out. Leftism has been exposed. It is fully in your face, and we did it. To leave saying, we're going to impeach the MF. What's her name? Rashida Nadal, Chappelle Nadal, Maria Chappelle Nadal, out of St. Louis, out of Missouri. Impeach the MF. Her hashtag. Why they want to impeach Donald Trump? No reason. Most effective president in history. Best president for minorities in the modern era. And she wants him impeached. Why? Because she's black, she's a minion, she's a step and fetch it, everything they call me. She's exactly it. If Donald Trump wasn't helping black folks, I would be telling you that. And I would be criticizing him for it. Not that he needs to specifically help blacks. Criminal justice reform, for example, is criminal justice reform, not just for blacks. We just happen to suffer disproportionately from it. So if the case is that he's doing something and it disproportionately helps blacks, congratulations to blacks. It's more than what Barack Obama did. And then I ask this question. All these controversies that were supposed to occur under Trump, where are they? There was an economic meltdown. I've talked about this many times. The stock market was going to crash. The economy was going to go into triage. And nothing but it's so night and day from what the Democrats told you. They should be ashamed of themselves. 312,000 new jobs in the last report. GDP will solidly be above 3%. Barack Obama said it couldn't get above 2%. May even be 4%. Who knows? So are you waiting on Trump's impeachment? Or are you waiting on him to be taken down by Stormy Daniels? Oh, no. It'll be another one of those bimbos, right? No. It'll be Michael Flynn. Because Michael Flynn's turning state's evidence, right, leftists? Isn't that who's going to do it? No, wait a minute. No, it's Paul Manafort. He's the one that's going to do it. Oh, no. Hang on a second. It's Michael Cohen. He's the one that's going to do it. None of them are going to do it. You're going to have one heck of a year. 2019 is going to be your best year. Mark my words.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked about this a while back, and I told people that Democrats have a real problem on their hands. They've got multiple problems, but they have a serious problem, and they're trying to make a silk purse from a sow's ear, and that's with Ocasio-Cortez. I don't know how she got elected. I don't even care. It's their problem. It's their cross to bear. But what happened, they needed to prop her up when she started getting some notoriety, so the DNC chairman, Tom Perez, called her the future of the Democratic Party. And I remember at the time I said, that's a stark future if you're going to put all your eggs in the basket of a girl who's an idiot. Dumbest Democrat I've seen in a while, and that's saying a lot, because there are some really dumb Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Loose cannon. Those are the two words I would describe Ocasio-Cortez. Blowhard Maxine Waters looks professorial in comparison. And when I was thinking about this whole situation, and they just had this 60 Minutes interview with Ocasio-Cortez, and we're going to get into some of these clips, it just made me wonder, how could you possibly invest in this woman? It might be her youth, could be her ignorance, but people do watch her. And I think people just like watching train wrecks. Democrats' second most famous socialist made a smash in early November when the Times noted the cost of her wardrobe. And they said, writer Eddie Scarry tweeted a snapshot of newly elected Democratic rep of New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, near Capitol Hill on Thursday. Hill staffers sent me this pic of Ocasio-Cortez they just took now. I'll tell you something. That jacket and coat don't look like a girl who struggled. Then they deleted the tweet. See, Ocasio-Cortez is already not living up to what she's saying. She's talking a good game, but she's not living that game. There's more lunacy. Post-election, she equated her victory to the lunar landing. Democratic socialist darling Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Friday said fellow progressives and her election victory in an overwhelming Democratic district was akin to the 1969 moon landing and the 1964 Civil Rights Act. We've done what we thought was impossible, she told a crowd during an event hosted by an environmental group, the Sunshine Movement, that aims to combat climate change. We went to the moon. We electrified the nation. We established civil rights. We enfranchised the country. We dig deep and we did it. We did it when no one else thought we could. That's what we did when so many of us won the election this year. Okay. Look, I'll give her some slack for, you know, just being naive and saying dumb stuff. But it continues. I mean, why not say you broke the color barrier in baseball or the sound barrier or you knocked out Sonny Liston or you touched the surface of the sun? It doesn't stop there. She had a bunch of false assertions. We covered this a while back, but it's good to repeat some of this stuff. She says, $21 trillion in Pentagon accounting errors. Medicare for all costs $32 trillion. That means 66% of Medicare for all could have been funded already by the Pentagon. So she's trying to rationalize this. We're going to get into a little bit. Well, you know what? Let's play the clip because Anderson Cooper is asking her, how are you going to fund this?
The policies most closely resemble what we see in the UK, in Norway, in Finland, in Sweden.
How are you going to pay for all of this?
No one asks how we're going to pay for this Space Force. No one asks how we pay for a $2 trillion tax cut. We only ask how we pay for it on issues of housing, health care, and education. How do we pay for it? With the same exact mechanisms that we pay for military increases, for the Space Force, for all of these ambitious policies.
There are Democrats, obviously, who are worried about your effect on the party. Democratic Senator Chris Coons said about left-leaning Democrats, if the next 2 years is just a race to offer increasingly unrealistic proposals, it'll be difficult for us to make a credible case we should be allowed to govern again.
What makes it unrealistic?
How to pay for it.
We pay more per capita in health care and education for lower outcomes than many other nations. And so for me, what's unrealistic is what we're living in right now.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't know if you caught that. She says, how are you going to pay for Space Force? How are you going to pay for a tax cut? She says, we always talk about how we're going to pay for housing, health care, and education. And then she goes on to say it's the same mechanism for paying for the military. And then he says, well, people say you've got all these unrealistic proposals, and we're, you know, your Democrats are, this is Anderson Cooper saying, the things you're proposing are so unrealistic that people are looking at you like a clown. And she says, unrealistic. And then she contradicts herself. This is what really cracks me up. She says, we spend more per capita in health care and education for worse outcomes. As she tells us, we always talk about why are we going to pay for more housing, health care, and education. She picked two of the categories that she says we complain about paying for, and then she tells us we're getting worse outcomes by paying more for them. Now, that's how stupid this chick is. That's leftism. In a nutshell, the death spiral. Let her talk, and she will talk herself out of her own position. We don't need more money for housing, health care, and education. Because you know why? We are squandering it. We're giving people housing that they're not taking care of. We're giving people housing and they're not incentivized in any way to go pay for it themselves, to go get their ownership. They're content to live in squalor. We're not teaching them how to become part of mainstream America. And when it comes to healthcare and education, oh my gosh, can you waste more money than we do? I was talking to one of my friends the other day. I said, if you go to the hospital, there, I've seen this. And with my own, I mean, I've seen it. They'll say, listen, how are you going to pay? You're going to pay cash? I heard this at last time I was at the hospital. Are you going to pay cash? Or are you going to be, and the person was like, well, I could pay. He goes, well, if you're going to pay cash, we'll charge you less. But if you're going to pay insurance. And I'm going, how is that even possible? Well, it's because the insurance part's a racket. They'll jack up the rates 40%, and so the incentive is you pay your copay, use the insurance, they get paid a fatter check than if you pay cash. If you pay cash, they go, we'll hook you up. Are you kidding me? You're not hooking anybody up. And when we go for it as taxpayers, shame on us. Because we're essentially cheating the system. I don't want to pay any more whether I use my credit card or whether I pay cash. Any more than whether I got insurance or no. I would have said to them, you're running a scam. And I'm not going to let you scam anybody. You know, now, Donald Trump did something in healthcare that has gone completely unheralded. You guys, and I'm off subject a little bit here, but I wanted to, it just hit me. Hospitals are soon going to be placing their costs on a menu. You can go into a hospital and see what something costs. Now, you know people are going to start posting, oh, if you go to this hospital, it costs this much. If you go to this hospital, it costs that much. It's going to create competition within the healthcare system. Donald Trump made that happen. You couldn't do that before. It was illegal to do that. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is getting ready to address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. The president will speak at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president will be addressing border security, and Vice President Mike Pence tells ABC's Good Morning America most of the people can see through the politics of this.
The American people aren't as concerned about the political debate as they are concerned about what's really happening at the border. 3,000 special interest individuals, people with suspicious backgrounds that may suggest terrorist connections, were apprehended at our southern border.
Accused Florida high school shooter Nicholas Cruz is in court today for one of his many procedural hearings leading up to his eventual trial. Cruz showed up wearing glasses for the first time. He's charged with 17 counts of murder. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against Cruz. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've been talking about Ocasio-Cortez. The woman is crazy. And she was asked if she's too far left. And I think it was Anderson Cooper that did it. Let's play that. And then I want to come back and I want to ask you guys a question about Ocasio-Cortez.
There are a lot of people in the Democratic Party, members of Congress, who are concerned that you're going to try to push the party too far to the left.
Yeah, I understand that concern. I think that I'm a much more reasonable person than people tend to make me out to be.
It does also seem, with the level of coverage that you've been getting and the tenor of the coverage from Fox and others, that they're certainly trying to make you be the standard bearer of the Democratic Party, mm-hmm. and with the idea being Democratic Party is radical and is far to the left, mm-hmm. and wants all these dangerous things. I mean, right. That seems to be one of the subtexts.
Well, I can see why Fox would consider a living wage to be a radical far-left agenda when they are supporting the incarceration of children at our border. I can see how they think that us believing that people should have the legal right to apply for asylum is so vastly different than their punitive policies to build a wall and shut our borders. It is radically different from their point of view. But we're not the ones that are advocating or defending the violation of human rights, and they are.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I see Ocasio-Cortez as a huge, huge liability to the Democrats. What's funny is Anderson Cooper asked her, you know, are you too far left? And then she's like, well, I think I'm reasonable. Then he baits her. Fox is trying to make you the standard bearer of the Democratic Party. No, Fox isn't. Fox didn't ask her to run. Fox didn't ask her for Tom Perez to call her the future of the Democratic Party. But what's her answer? Oh, well, I could see, because they don't want to give people a living wage. No, we want people to work for what they get. That's really what it boils down to. And so then she goes from living wage to the incarceration of children at the border. Unbelievable. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. Then she says Fox wants to interrupt their legal right to apply for asylum. No, we don't. Nobody. When I say Fox, I'm speaking metaphorically. It's conservatives. That's what we want to do. Versus what she called punitive policies to shut our borders and build a wall. She considers that punitive, but she doesn't believe she's moved too far left. She thinks she's reasonable. These people are crazy. Very crazy. And everything this woman says should scare you to death. But here's what I can tell you. I mean, if you were one to be fearful, there's no reason to be. Because the Democrats are going to get rid of her. They are going to marginalize her. She cannot be the standard bearer of their party. And that's why you have to make her, we have to push them to make her that. What they're asking us not to do, we must do. It's opposite world, remember? What Anderson Cooper is trying to tell us is they want to make you the standard bearer. And what he's telling you is they didn't make you the standard bearer. We did, but now we got to stop you. So that's why they aired that. They want her. They want people to see how crazy she is, so she's marginalized and they get control of her. Because let me tell you, if they don't do it now, she's a big problem for them. She made this statement a while back. Unemployment is low because everybody has two jobs. Unemployment is low because people are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and can barely feed their family. That's what she said. She was fact-checked on that. And, of course, it's a complete lie. Yeah, that doesn't matter. She compared migrant invaders trying to get into America to Jews fleeing Nazi Germany. These are the facts, folks. I don't make this stuff up. She actually threatened Donald Jr., whom she said trolled her. In that case, she warned Trump Jr., don't mess with a woman who will have the power to subpoena him. And then she backtracked, but the damage was done. Because what she showed is, when people like her get into leadership, she's just another power-hungry Democrat who is going to put her foot on your neck. That's what she was. Now, Anderson Cooper asked her very simply, how are you going to pay for Medicare and Medicaid, whatever it was? And she couldn't even give him an answer. You know, how are you going to pay for it? Well, and I talked about this. She talked about how big the budget was for the military, and they had lost $21 trillion that are probably hidden somewhere, you know, in a black hole. Could be true. I don't know. But she says, let's get that. Let's pay for it with that. Then he goes, well, no, you tell me how you're going to pay for it. Oh, well, you know, they always talk about housing, and they talk about health care and all this other stuff. I played the clip earlier in the broadcast. She doesn't have an answer for anything. All she has is a Pollyanna view of the world that she thinks is going to work. Then he asked her, can you compromise? And here's what she said.
You're willing to compromise.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just about what we choose to compromise. My personal opinion, and I know that my district and my community feels this way as well, is that we as a party have compromised too much, and we've lost too much of who we're supposed to be and who we are. And
the Democratic Party has lost.
I think so. I think we've compromised things that we shouldn't have compromised, whether it's judgeships with Mitch McConnell, whether it's compromising on climate change. I think there are some things that we've compromised a little bit too much on, but am I open to compromise on certain ways to get things done? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ah, compromise. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. I will not compromise. I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to the issues that I think are important to the conservative movement, for me there's no compromise because it's about right versus wrong. The compromise that the leftists are willing to make is you compromising into their way of thinking. You cannot leave the left. It is a cult. It is a cult worse than Scientology, worse than Dave Koresh, worse than Jim Jones. In Guyana, whatever. You go in, you cannot leave, blood in, blood out. Meaning, if you are going to get in, you're going to spill some blood. If you get out, your blood is going to get spilled. It is the worst gang in the history of man. It's called leftism. You don't believe me? Look at the people that try to exit. Remember when Jennifer Lopez made the comment, I don't understand why All Lives Matter isn't a big deal. Oh, look at you, you racist. And she corrects herself. Every time somebody says something on the left that goes off the reservation, they must be beaten, waterboarded. I mean, what's funny to me is the leftists talk about, I can't believe that we would torture in America. They mentally torture and mentally rape worse than anybody. They are the world's worst. Now, I'm going to let that sink in for just a second. Let some of these leftists that are listening go, I can't believe what that man just said. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I just said it. You people, take the physical out, because the mind screw that leftism will give you is far worse than anything that could happen to your body. Kevin Hart says, I want my sons to grow up as heterosexuals. How dare you? Everybody's upset, right? Kevin Hart wants his kid, his son, to be a boy. How dare you? And he went, you know, I see my kid in a dress. I'm like, what you doing in a dress, boy? What you doing pushing that little baby around that doll? You're a boy, boy. Well, you better act like a boy. I'm going to make him be a boy. Oh, my gosh. He's making his son be a boy. Really? Yeah, that's it. That's all it took. The left are uncompromising. They pretend to compromise. And you know how Republicans have done it up to this point? Well, I mean, you know, let's try to get along. Let's, you know, they're just trying, you know, I understand what they want. I don't understand anything. I know principle. Yeah, I'll listen to, here's what I'll compromise on. I will listen to you with all of, I will be so honorable in listening to your crazy ideas. I'll sit back and go, okay, well, interesting. Very nice. No, I still stick to what I want to do. But thank you for sharing. You've had these conversations, right? With employees, with your kids, with idiots. I'm not saying your employees are idiots. I'm not even implying your kids are idiots. But I will tell you this. Leftists are idiots. There's no question about that one. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, we have to be happy that an Ocasio-Cortez exists. We have to use her the same way we've used Nancy Pelosi, the same way we've used Maxine Waters. They represent the party. Now, there may be reasonable Democrats, but that's not for us to determine. The reasonable Democrats, I'm using my finger quotes, have to self-correct. They have to say, you know what, Ocasio-Cortez, shut your freaking mouth. That's not for us to do. We have to welcome Ocasio-Cortez. We have to showcase all of her blunders, just how stupid she is, and we have to force her to either step up or step out and let the Democrats do the dirty work. I don't want to get rid of her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm the ranking member on the Financial Services Committee. I've been working hard to try and implement Dodd-Frank reforms. We went through a terrible crisis in 2008. Many people lost their homes. The banks got away with murder. No, I don't trust him. I don't believe him. I have no intentions of sitting down with him. I'm going to fight him every inch of the way. And I'm going to help show the American people that they too cannot trust him, that this is a man that does not live up to his promises. This is a man who's cheated students in the so-called Trump University. This is a man that didn't pay the contractors who worked on building his buildings and casinos. Why should I trust him?
Believe me, the American public does not appreciate double standards.
So true.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Affleck.
No one should be so big, so powerful, they can violate the rules of this house and the laws of this country without suffering the consequences.
Do you feel conservative values have failed?
Well, I think that they have failed. Conservative values have failed. But I'm always stunned and amazed at how the conservative message penetrates our society and how people are tricked by it. I think that weak people are preyed upon. I think that vulnerable people are preyed upon. And I think that when people are feeling neglected and they're feeling isolated and they hear some of these conservative messages, they buy into them because all of a sudden they've got somebody to blame, they've got somebody to hate, they've got somebody to point a finger at. But I think they have failed, even though we have been very worried about conservative radio and those talking heads like Rush Limbaugh and others who feed people this stuff on a daily basis. It seems to me for as long as they've been working at it, if they have been successful, more people. But I see things going in the opposite direction. I see even the Democratic Party becoming more progressive. I hear people using the word more. And I think that the Democratic Party is growing more. And that's a real indication that these conservative messages are indeed failing.
You said that we lack civility when I got up and talked about the president's cabinet, and I said, if you see him anywhere, if you see him at a restaurant, if you see him in a department store, even at a gasoline station, just tell him you're not welcome here anywhere. And so it frightened a lot of people. And of course, the line president said that I had threatened all of his constituents. I did not threaten his constituents, his supporters. I do that all the time, but I didn't do it that time. I had a conversation here today when someone asked, but what about Pence? If you were able to impeach, Pence will be worse. And I said, look, one at a time. You're not going down. Be intimidated. We cannot be made to fear anybody who would undermine our ability to have a decent quality of life.
Now, the economy is going pretty strong, right? There's roughly 4% unemployment, 3.9% unemployment. Do you think that capitalism has failed to deliver for working class Americans or is no longer the best vehicle for working class Americans?
Well, I think the numbers that you just talked about is part of the problem, right? Because we look at these figures and we say, oh, unemployment is low. Everything is fine, right? Well, unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs. Unemployment is low because people are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and can barely feed their kids. And so I do think that right now when we have this no-holds-barred, Wild West hyper-capitalism, what that means is profit at any cost. Capitalism has not always existed in the world, and it will not always exist in the world.
The idea that we're going to somehow lose economic activity, as a matter of fact, it's not just possible that we will create jobs and economic activity by transitioning to renewable energy, but it's inevitable that we are going to create jobs. It's inevitable that we're going to create industry. And it's inevitable that we can use the transition to 100% renewable energy as the vehicle to truly deliver and establish economic, social, and racial justice in the United States of America.
That's more than a little drop of crazy. I just played you a couple of crazy leftists. Maxine Mad Max, James Brown Waters, and Ocasio-Cortez. Holy cow. I mean, you just don't get any stupider than those two. I mean, she's talking about, and I mentioned it earlier, but Ocasio-Cortez is talking about energy for social and racial justice. I don't get it. Where does energy fit into the social and racial justice agenda? I'm truly trying to understand it. You know, are you harvesting oil from chickens? And black people are mad, or from watermelons? Are you going to make oil out of Kool-Aid? What is it? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying I don't get it. I'm trying to track. You understand that? Sometimes you want to get in ahead of people. You want to track to understand them. Maxine Waters. Impeach. the civil Democrats want to disrupt you where you are. They went on a terror campaign against us, and nobody would, most people wouldn't call it that, but it was a terror campaign. Particularly in light of Scalise having been shot while playing baseball, you would think that the Democrats would say, look, that's just not the right thing to do. But they didn't. You got Tlaib, what's her name, Rashida Tlaib, calling the president, we're going to get this MF. Wow. And people cheering, yeah, get him, man. I mean, the Secret Service should have arrested everybody that cheered that. Impeach the MF. I said it was a euphemism for kill him. They want him dead. Oh, people get mad. You get this. Radio people, GMs, had a GM call me, Kevin, you shouldn't be talking about assassination of the president. I'm not talking about assassination of the president. I'm telling you what the leftists want for this guy. I'm not the one cutting his head off and holding it up as a prop. I'm not the one making rap music with Trump's toe on a, with a toe tag in the morgue. I'm not doing that. I'm not the one, George Lopez had Trump dead on a cross, not on a cross, but dead somewhere. I'm not the one doing that. I'm not the one who's saying in text messages, get him at all cost. What do you mean we can't talk about that? You want to tell me the left don't want this guy gone? There are people tweeting about it, wishing for it. Even witches. Let's put a spell on Trump so he dies. But I'm the bad guy. Because I come in and go, hey, this is a possibility. These people are unhinged. Let me tell you something. You get as many death threats as I do, you get as many, I wish I could beat up with you and kick your butt. They don't want to kick my butt. They want to kill me. They want to kill me because my view differs from theirs. Let me ask you this, conservatives. You've disagreed with leftists on a lot of issues. You ever want to kill them? Seriously. Obamacare. I hated Obamacare. I am so mad. I don't think there's an issue that makes me more mad, maybe with the exception of education, than Obamacare. And the only reason why Obama makes me more mad is because Obamacare, it made me have to spend a lot more money, get less care. My health was in jeopardy for a while because of Obamacare. The cost of not only the insurance, but the treatments that I wanted to get, when they played it off as if it was going to solve all the problems, I was afraid to go to the doctor because, you know, you had to fork up a lot of money. And I was forced to do it. I hated it, but I didn't want to kill anybody. I was mad. I wanted to vote chumps out, and we did in 2010. We did it again in 2012. We did it again in 2014. We did it again in 2016. We did it again in 2018, and we'll do it again in 2020. But I never wanted to hurt anybody. The only people that I have ever threatened are the people who threaten me. You threaten me, I'll threaten you back harder. And the only difference is, you, when you see me, you're not going to want to live up to it. When I see you, I'm going to live up to my threat. Because I will have a record that you threatened me first. I don't threaten anybody. When it's time for me to act, I act. And it's impulsive. If it's for the right reason, it's impulsive. I'll tell you right now. And I know there are people that get mad when I have these types of conversations. This is a tough conversation because most people want to placate. They want to get along. I don't give a crap about getting along. That's just being honest. We have no responsibility to get along with the left in terms of adopting and sharing their views. None. And we need to stop because we've allowed crazy to happen. And I don't blame them. I blame us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.